bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, BTN listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. Everyone's kind of sorry. You see, I'm feeling kind of saucy today. All right. I don't know. I'm losing my mind here in the recording booth. Hope everybody got through their Monday, okay? Now we can start the week. It's Tuesday. All right, let's get on with it. It is the 17th of May, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at ya in around 5 minutes. UK residents, get ready for Britflix. Yeah, time to dump Netflix and get on with Britflix. No, I'm not making this stuff up. Seems the BBC is reportedly planning a Britflix competitor to, yes, you guessed it, Netflix. Now, of course, Britflix is still in its early development. I hope the name is, too. But one thing we do know, at least according to The Telegraph, the service will be delivered right through the BBC iPlayer. And both ITV and BBC would make their archive content available using the service. Now, you might remember last week, we kind of mentioned about a whole bunch of proposals that were going through the UK government, and Mr. John Whittingdale, remember him? Yeah. Regarding the BBC's midterm future, with suggestions that they have some form of additional subscription services. Well, it looks like Britflix might be on the agenda now. Question is, if it's going to be like iPlayer, okay, what's the point? And we all know that iPlayer ain't nothing like Netflix. Hey, speaking of content and stuff that we can find out there without paying for, yeah, come on, let's fess up to it. Well, if you are thinking about going that route, at least if you're a tech company, the UK government, yeah, they're going to be cracking down on ya. Yeah, that's right, the UK government is considering legal action against tech companies that do not do more to tackle piracy. Rawr! Cracking down on companies, say, like, I don't know, Google. Yeah, you know where you go search for the stuff? So basically, in layman's terms, say you're going to be on Google, you're searching for something you probably shouldn't be, and it actually leads you to that place to download something you probably should have paid for. Yeah, the UK government's going to go to Google and say, excuse me, we don't like what you're doing. Yes, you need to shape up now, lad. Now, it is true, a number of companies do have procedures in place and they are taking action. But that's not enough for the UK government, which is apparently considering introducing legislation if it's needed. Oh, I'm sure, regardless if it's needed or not, it's needed. Are you sick and tired of those lovely little ads that you get to see in your start menu on Windows 10? Well, I got news for you. You're going to get more of them. Yep, Microsoft's planning on to double down the amount of promoted apps in the start menu. That's going to come in that anniversary update for Windows 10 that we probably will have no choice but to install. So how many more ads are we going to get to see? Well, currently we're getting around 5. Microsoft said, just double it. We'll give you about 10 now. Maybe more. Microsoft did want to let its consumers know, though, that some apps are pre-installed, but Microsoft noted that they can be fully uninstalled and any promoted items removed from the start menu. Funny enough, though, they don't really tell you how to do it or where to start. So, with that free anniversary update coming in July, this goes to show you again, nothing is ever free. iPhone users. Do you want to know if somebody's spying on you? You know, like looking through your phone and stuff? Well, there was going to be an app to help you with that, but Apple kind of said, no. You know, you can't put that in the App Store. Yes, Apple has removed this app from its store that informed users if a third party was, kind of looking in on you there. Now, the app, had it made it all the way through, would have told you if the software that's on your phone that's running there is authentic or not. And it was also to let you know if there was malware or other desirable software that was present there. But it ran into problems in its fourth review process for the App Store, and then it was removed. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's kind of strange that Apple banned an app that had already passed its approval process. And of course, in all things Apple style, they ain't saying why they did. Maybe there's more up there in iCloud than we thought. I mean, that's why it goes down all the time. And finally, looking for a nice summer job to do absolutely nothing in the United States? Google is your destination. Your official job title will be Vehicle Safety Specialist. I know, sounds all official and stuff, doesn't it? Basically, what you're going to do is head to Arizona and you're going to sit behind a car that's driving itself. Nope, you won't drive it. Google's going to pay you $20 an hour just to sit there. According to Digital Trends, one specialist, will sit behind the wheel of the car in order to take over if necessary. Then the person next to you, which by the way is the passenger specialist, don't know if they get paid $20 an hour or not. I'm going to say they don't. They should make 10 bucks, right? They're just sitting in the passenger seat. They will then give reports that are sent from a laptop that tracks the testing. Basically, you're going to sit there, look at a laptop, and tell Google engineers what's going on. That's really it. Now, the job is going to be 5 days, possibly 6 days a week, 8 hours each day, and you're going to be locked into a lovely little contract for about 2 years. And who says you couldn't get paid just to sit around? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, come on, you know the place already, BritishTechNetwork.com. All the BTN shows are over there. We got all the ones you know and love, Mac Show, Big Show, Pocket Show, Gamer Show. The list is really endless. Go on over there, check them out, get subscribed today. Also, don't forget to follow the BTN Network on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can also hang out with all of our fine and supreme geekiness over to our Slack room, BritishTech.slack.com. Is the destination for that. Get signed up today. Speaking of signed up, don't forget Bash tickets. There's still a few left. Of course, the British Tech Bash happening July 23rd. The Curry Night, July 22nd. Yes, the night before. Make it a two-day event, as I always say, because they really tie together. Just go to BritishTechNetwork.com/bash tickets. Get them picked up now. Like I said, there's a few left. They're going quick. So if you are thinking about doing it, you need to be doing it now. Just do it. Just drop what you're doing right now. Go get those tickets. As for the news show, of course, we'll be returning for your Hump Day Wednesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I'm going to go get a flight to Arizona right now and see if I get signed up for that car sitting program. Sounds like fun. Hope you have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you very much for listening.